Montel Jordan, everybody, on WDLS. His new CD is in stores. It's called Life After Death. He is off Def Jam Records. He had his album release party last night at Float Nightclub here in Manhattan, and it was very, very nice. A lot of people showed up. Montel performed, did a wonderful job. I saw some people and had some champagne, and shout out to everybody that I saw last night. And good luck, Montel Jordan. He had on black slacks when he performed, and he also had on a black suede laser-cut shirt. And, you know, because he's 6 feet, like six, he's very tall, like six or six, eight. He's got like those big man clothes, you know, like everything just looks like, ooh, so damn big, you know, but that's our Montel. And a special shout out to our friends at Martel Cognac. Very, very nice. They were the big sponsors for last night. And some WBLS people were there because we were down with the cause too. And special shout out to DJ Chuck Chillout as well. He was the DJ for the night. So it's 2:47, everybody. Don't miss the International Jamaican Film Festival. You can go there and check out David Levy of the David Levy Show here on Sundays. I believe you have to listen to David for your chance to even hook up with this. Yeah, here's where it says that. He comes on Sunday night at 7 p.m. and his show is called Caribbean Fever. And you can win a Def Jamaica CD and go on to qualify to join David at the International Jamaican Festival in Jamaica, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want to shout out to everybody in Sayreville, New Jersey, on Saturday, as in 2 days from now, 3 days from now. I'm going to be in Sayreville. There's a party going on at the Aqua Lounge. Aqua Boogie at the Aqua Lounge. I'll see you there on Saturday, Sayreville. Tracy's listening. Tracy is very, very mad at me. She works at Shalonic and Huckberg here on 42nd Street in the city. And she says, Wendy. Three Wendy's, because that's how you know somebody's mad. Stop being so extra. You're so full of it. You talk as if you were gay. You would be all comfortable and this and that. When you were a crackhead, you didn't come out like that. Yeah, well, the marked difference between me then and me now is I've gone through that, and I am who I am. And damn it, I would have probably been an in-the-closet crackhead back then. You know what I'm saying? But upon my coming out and being honest about how I've lived, what I do, and where I want to go in my life, I could not hide me being a lesbian at this point. I'm not saying 8 years ago I would have had the same guts, or 5 years ago I would have had the same guts. But at this point in my life, one more thing on Mother's report card certainly wouldn't damage. And no, I'm not going to say the effing name of the rapper, Tracy. Hi, Michelle. Michelle wants to know over there in Tracy's office. No, you guys, if the rapper comes up here and you know, wants to talk, then fine. Until then, I don't know. You think I should just say it? I don't know. I mean, you know, let him say it. Let him say it by coming up here and acknowledging what needs to be acknowledged. Apparently in the public, being that JoJo thought it was important enough to acknowledge it in the public. Me personally, I think those things are private matters. But, you know, we love the drama, oh, conflama here on the show. So bring it on. Shout out to Moo Moo. Yes, Moo Moo. That is. Yes, she says. No, I'm not going to even say what she says. Yes, she guessed the rapper. Michael Loyal fan, you just got a lot going on in your corner today. Michael wants me to remind you all about the bowling party on November 1st. Okay, Michael, you're going to be there apparently. Good. We're going to finally get a chance to hang together after hours with his drinks. You listen every day. I'm going to be over in Queens on November 1st at the AMF, I believe it's called, Bowling Alley. Do you know where that is over in Queens? What part of Queens did I say that was in? Richmond Hill. On November 1st, that's a Saturday, we're bowling from 11 o'clock at night to 4 in the morning. I'm not staying until 4. I'll be there around midnight, you know. I'll hang out, you know, drink a few mugs of beer or something like that and toss a few balls, and that's it. But, yes, Michael Loyal fan, thank you for reminding me of that. Also, thank you for sending this over to me. I did not realize that the mullets was dropped. Oh, gee, how did that happen? The most interesting thing about that show is watching Lonnie Anderson in her various stages of, you know, maintaining her, because she's pretty. She's maintained her look. And I just like to look at Lonnie Anderson and see, oh, yeah, the eye lift probably. Hello, Lisa. Turn on Channel 2. Look at Lonnie Anderson. What do you think? Collagen on the upper and lower? Or just, the, you know. But that wasn't enough to hold interest in the show. So it's been taken from the schedule on UPN and it's being replaced with repeat episodes of Girlfriends. Yes.